This is the VOA Special English Education Report. The state of Florida is home to one of the largest populations of Haitians outside of Haiti. The city of Miami has a neighborhood known as Little Haiti. People who live there keep close ties to Haitian culture.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Young Haitians can learn French at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. Haiti is a former French colony. French is the main language used in schools there. The center offers the classes through a non-profit organization called the French Heritage Language Program. Not all of the students are Haitian, but for the ones who are, including Dominique Daumont, the language has special meaning.
My mom speaks French a little bit. She speaks French and English.
Marie Daumont is Dominique's mother.
Sometimes he says, Mom, I want you to teach me how to speak your language.
Jennifer Linkletter teaches French at the Little Haiti Cultural Center.
French is part of what it means to be Haitian. And the goal of the program is to get them in touch with their French history and with their French roots, and to be proud of that.
Learning another language can also help them when they grow up. Martina Buisson is the Miami coordinator for the French Heritage Language Program, which is based in New York.
The more languages you speak, the more you can share, you can work, and that for work is very important.
The organization has also helped expand French classes at Boyd Anderson High School in South Florida. About 25 Haitian earthquake survivors attend the school. The students were among thousands of Haitians who came to the United States after their country's powerful earthquake last year. One of those survivors is Kirby Edme.
Right after I jumped to the other roof and the house collapsed.
The teachers have tried to help students like Kirby learn to live in their new culture.
The teachers were very patient with us. Some of us, we didn't speak English before we came here.
Angel Almanzar, the principal of the school, says language was not the only problem.
Lack of knowledge about the American education system, feeling isolated.
Teacher Mathieu Dacan is himself Haitian. He says the classes have been good for the students from Haiti.
It's like Little Haiti within a school. This is where they feel at home.
For student Ndiola St. John, that comfort is important.
When I was coming to the United States, I was very, very, very angry, nervous, because I can't speak English. All I can say was good morning and good afternoon. That's all.
Another student, Paul Alceste Zamor, graduated earlier this year. He received the highest possible score on the college-level advanced placement test in French. But it was not immediately clear whether he would gain the immigration status required to attend college in the United States.
I want to be a good surgeon and then go back to Haiti to help people there.
Other Haitian students, including Kirby Edme, say they share that goal of helping Haiti.
Every Haitian, even though they weren't there when the earthquake happened, I think they have in mind to go successful and then do something for the country, even though a little bit, because when it all comes together, it makes a big thing.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.